This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. China's booming economy has been built largely on the abundance of cheap labor. The millions of peasants who migrated to the coastal communities around Hong Kong and Shanghai have made China the workshop of the world. But now, an extraordinary report by the Chinese Labor Ministry says there is a labor shortage in the factory cities and towns of southern China. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Shenzhen.
One of the biggest contradictions at the heart of modern China has for 20 years been this, that the Communist Party has been building capitalism from the toil and sweat of the peasants it arose in the 1940s to liberate. For $50 a month, many of those peasants have left their paddy fields and moved to the cities, especially here to the southern province of Guangdong, to make T-shirts or Barbie dolls or Christmas tree lights for the world in factories like this one. Peasants like 24-year-old Zhang Chunyo, when he joined the tens of millions of young people flooding to the cities of Guangdong 5 years ago, he worked many different jobs. It was tough and the conditions were very bad, he says, but he put up with it because there was nothing else. And now he has a slightly better paid job. Last month, though, 5 years after he arrived, his cousin came from inland Sichuan province, also looking for work. He started work in a factory just like I did, says Zhang, but he wouldn't put up with the poor working conditions. He switched to several other factories, but in the end he just decided it wasn't worth it. He packed his bags and went home, where, says Zhang, there are now more jobs for young people. The difference between the two cousins illustrates a massive change in China in the last 5 years, a change highlighted in a report by the Ministry of Labor recently, saying the industrial cities have a labor shortage of around 2.8 million people. Factory bosses complain of not getting enough applicants for jobs, as more people choose to work in the service sector, or in offices, or small-scale business. Liu Kaiming is the executive director of a new think tank in Shenzhen that analyzes labor issues. He says the labor shortage has been caused by the recent confluence of a number of different elements.
Firstly, the economy is growing so fast that the labor supply simply can't keep up. Secondly, the factory conditions add, so people simply don't want to come work, don't want to work there anymore. And thirdly, there are more jobs now in other areas of the economy, such as the service sector, and people would rather do those.
Liu Kaiming is a pioneer in working for labor rights within the Chinese system, but he's unafraid to criticize the local government. He says the government earned $4 billion last year in tax revenue and didn't invest a single dime in the migrant workers to help them with health care or child care or just improvement of basic conditions. The government does nothing, he says, to keep workers here and develop their potential, so of course there's a limit to what they can take. Young migrant workers play a game of ping-pong at the Institute of Contemporary Observation, the think tank run by Liu Kaiming. The institute has leisure facilities, a reading room, and evening classes where hundreds of workers come each week to attend English or computing classes. On the walls are posters detailing a worker's rights and giving phone numbers of government bureaus to call to make complaints. The institute's slogan, Knowledge and Empowerment, is written everywhere. 22-year-old Zeng Baoxi is sitting at a computer keyboard, simply learning to type. I worked for 2 years in a factory, she says. It was terrible, 12 hours a day and poor pay. Then I found work in a hotel and I jumped at the chance, she adds. Zeng now works for 8 hours a day and has time to learn new skills in the evening. Liu Kaiming says these kind of shifts could all have serious implications for the government.
The workers don't have any political rights, so they're voting the only way they can with their feet, maintaining China's economic development and therefore maintaining social stability is based on the workers wanting to come to the factories. If they're not coming, that's a big problem for the Chinese government.
Liu says in Shenzhen alone, there were 41,000 instances of labor disputes in just the first 6 months of this year. Strikes are increasingly common. He says if the government doesn't act to insist on wage increases or introducing better benefits, the shortage of factory workers could begin to really threaten Guangdong's phenomenal economic growth. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shenzhen, southern China.